What are your impressions of Common Core?
What I understand of the Common Core, there are many positive things. It's a new way of really trying to go deeper on less issues, like to really learn some deep math concepts or really learn the literature. And it's really an effort to teach critical thinking skills. So there's some positive pieces of Common Core. The concerns that I've been raising for months is that we put a cart before the horse. Before the teachers and educators were able to teach the new standards, we tested on them. So 45 states have adopted Common Core standards. And there, you know, each state is doing them individually, but only two states rushed to test on them. New York was one of those two, and with 70% of students across the state failed to meet the standards because most schools did not even have the new materials, new curriculum, new even textbooks weren't even ready.
Do you think that perhaps someone in the higher echelons of state government decided that they would test just to see how bad New York State was, or maybe gauge where New York State was in this whole Common Core experience?
I've heard the State Education Department and the commissioner say that they wanted to set a new baseline. Well, I don't think a baseline means anything to a third grader who I've heard parent after parent complain that the kids were crying, kids came home saying they couldn't even finish the test, that they hadn't even seen material that they hadn't been exposed to, you know. So they were tested on things that they hadn't even learned, and I do think that's unfair.
Have you discussed Common Core with your colleagues in the Assembly?
It's a topic. It started to be a topic toward the end of the year, and again, it was in the spring. I first heard about it, quite frankly, at a PTA meeting, at a Hackett PTA meeting, and by then it was already, let's see, late winter, early spring. And the PTA meeting I went to, they said, "Okay, here we are, and we're running off these materials, and the kids are going to be tested on this in May." And I went, "Whoa, what?" And they were very positive and trying to say we're just scrambling to get this, you know, get the kids introduced to this new way of thinking. And they were positive, and again, about the ideas. They were a little frantic about the testing. And then when the test occurred, I think many colleagues in the Assembly began hearing from parents and educators. And that's when we did hold a number of conversations. And then the Capital Region legislators, bipartisan group of Capital Region legislators, and Senator Kachik as well, held a forum on the testing and what we raised as overtesting of the kids in June. And by the way, we thought we had a nice turnout with 100 people there. And then that same Capital Region delegation, we also did a letter to the regions in July. So we have tried to express these concerns for a number of months. And it's confusing to people, again, because of the confusion over the Common Core and the combination with the teacher evaluation system.
What's your take on the Poughkeepsie fiasco involving the education commissioner and his decision then to cancel the remaining forums on Common Core?
I thought it was terribly unfortunate. I thought it was wrong for him to cancel, and obviously I urge that they redo them, and I'm very pleased that he has decided to restart them and that they've chosen to come to Albany. I think because I've raised a number of concerns, it was one of the reasons why they reached out, and the Albany School District is hosting this event. I'm just helping to moderate. By the way, I've turned to the League of Women Voters to help facilitate that, and I think they'll do a great job.
Do you think your position on the issue will impact your ability to act as a moderator?
I plan to be very impartial because people, in fact, as I said, I plan to, you know, introduce this in 1 minute. I will let folks know that I share many of the concerns. I think many of the concerns have been quite legitimate. And we look forward to continuing. I hope that, and I've said this to the State Education Department, I've said this to some of the regions, that I'm happy to help here and happy to have this dialogue, but I'm looking for changes, as I think many parents are. So what I see this as the start of renewed dialogue and renewed forums.
So what is the agenda for tonight's forum?
First of all, the forum is from 4 to 7 at the Harriet Myers Middle School in Albany, which is right on Whitehall Road. We urge people to carpool in case there is an overflow. The main auditorium holds about 640 people, and then there will be a gymnasium for overflow. We will either give out numbers or have people sign up as they come in order to speak, because there is no pre-registration in an effort to hear from as many parents, students, and educators as possible. This is intended to be a civil forum, and we hope it will be a successful one, because we all want our voices heard.